Blog Talk Radio.
I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how
Come on.
meditating in my spirit for days now. When I see Jesus, amen. Amen. Is anybody working their own soul salvation out to see Jesus? Hey, you can't see him for me, but I have to work out my own soul salvation and get ready to see my Maker. Oh, Lord, even before I heard about Dr. Jones, that song, When I See Jesus, I'm reminded in the scripture where it said, "Work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work." I don't know how folks be up all time of night. Oh, glory to God. But my Bible told me to work while it was day. Hey, glory to God. But men love darkness rather than light. Oh, but I thank God for being in this marvelous light. Ah, that light that will allow you to see where you're going. That light that you can always depend on. That light that you can call on any time of day. That light that will never lead you wrong. That light that will protect you. That light that will provide for you. That light that will open up doors that no man can shut. Oh, I thank God for the light today. Amen, amen. We're paying homage to a great woman of God that I knew personally. See, when you know people personally, hallelujah, you don't have to wonder about them. You don't have to receive something negative somebody tried to come and download in your spirit. I knew Dr. Gloria Jones for almost 30 years, a woman that loved God, a woman that loved her family, a woman that honored and loved and was submissive to her husband, a woman that loved and honored the saints of the Most High God, a woman that would take the shoes off her feet and give to her fellow man. Huh? That's the kind of woman she was. And we were so saddened to hear about her departure. Hallelujah. But she's gone to a place, hey, where the wicked will cease from troubling. She's gone to a place where she don't have to worry any longer. She don't have to fret anymore. She don't have to worry about disobedient children, hard-headed grandchildren. She don't have to worry about disobedient sheep, hard-headed sheep. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. She's at rest. She's sleeping. Hallelujah. She's at rest. Oh, I thank God for Dr. Gloria Jones. She led a life. She had a, you know, your life should speak of you. Hallelujah. You should live a life where, guess what? Nobody really have to say too much about you, because your life and your work that you've done here on earth for the Lord, it will testify on your behalf. And Dr. Jones has left a marvelous legacy in the earth, whereas her family, those that she was the shepherd over, hallelujah, and all of her peers and co-laborers in the gospel, they, when they get up this week to give their condolences and to give their expressions of love, you'll know that they are speaking truthfully about this woman. So we're still saddened, but our hearts are rejoicing, because Sister Jones have made her peace calling and election sure. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said he has fought a good fight. She has finished her course. Therefore, there is laid up for her a crown of righteousness. Amen, amen, amen. I thank God. I pray I could leave just a portion of what Dr. Jones have left in this earth. Amen, amen. So we give our glory, we give the Lord glory today for the life of this great woman. Amen. And we want you all to continue to pray for the Jones family. Pray for her daughter and her son and the grandchildren that she's left. Pray for the saints at Zion Church of Jesus Christ in Sacramento, California. Pray for her peers in the gospel. Pray for her friends and her neighbors and those that lives she have impacted because of the life that she lived. Amen, amen, amen. The services will be, a memorial service will be held on Friday evening. The viewing of the body will be from 4 to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., right after the viewing, they will be having a memorial service. And Zion Church is located at 3723 Altos Avenue. That's A-L-T as in Tom, O-S Avenue in Sacramento, California. Amen. And on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. will be the homegoing celebration. And that will be held at Bishop David Foster Church there in Sacramento, California also. I don't have the address, but I promise you I will have that address for you on tomorrow for Bishop Foster's church. Amen. So remember that family, that family in your prayers, and continue to pray for the family of the Honorable Bishop Dr. D. Rayford Bell of Chicago, Illinois, our former presiding bishop of the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith. We dare not take them off of our prayer list. Amen. Amen. So we're just so thankful today. We bless God for another opportunity for us to yet be in the land of the living. We give God all the glory. We give him all the honor. Amen. And we're going to open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to get right on into the word of God. Sister Ruby, would you like to open up? Amen, amen. Well, I'll go right on. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again. Hallelujah, for being so merciful, for being so loving and so kind. God, we don't take your mercies, we don't take your love and your kindness for granted. Lord God, we asking you to touch every listener out here today, everyone that may be listening live on the internet, those that come in the chat room, those that call on the line, and even those that pay a visit and go back into the archives and listen to these messages. Lord God, let it be inspiring. Let it be encouraging. Lord, empower them to pursue their destiny in Christ. God, remember your pastors and your bishops and all of the evangelists and the teachers and the apostles and the prophets and all of your people in their respective places. Remember them, Lord God. Continue to shape and mold us into your image, Lord God. Oh, God, and we're asking you, Lord God, to forgive us of all things, all thoughts that wasn't pleasant. Any ill word that we have spoken out of our mouth, we asking you to forgive us today, God. We asking you also to remember this nation as a whole, God. Oh, God, you said men should always pray. We should always pray for our government. We should always pray for our troops and all the different armed forces, Lord God, and all the different professional workers that we have in the body, in this nation, teachers and doctors and lawyers and policemen, Lord God, those that care for the elderly, Lord God, the nurses, Lord God, we asking you to remember them. Remember my grandchildren on today, God. Remember my great-grandchildren. Remember my mother, God, in New Orleans, God, and all my family members there in New Orleans, God. I'm looking for you to do a new thing in my family, God. For you promised us, God, that you would save our children and our children's children. Lord God, you promised us, that as Many as the Lord thy God should call. Hallelujah. You would be right there for him. God, remember my son, God. Visit him in Angola, Louisiana, God. Continue, to, Lord God, to touch his mind. Continue, Lord God, to keep him in perfect peace, God. Remember my sister Danielle, God. Continue to work on our behalf, God. I've been trusting you for 20 years, and ain't no sense in me giving up now, God. I'm going to continue to trust you because you're going to bring out, God. Oh, God, and we asking you to remember the speaker today, God. We asking you to anoint him, God. We asking you to have your way today on this broadcast. For great is God's faithfulness, God. That's our destiny focus this week. Great is your faithfulness, God. We thank you, Lord God. Help us to be more faithful to you, God. Help us to study more. Help us to pray more. Help us to fast more, God. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves, Lord God. We bless you, God, and we thank you for everything that you're doing. We thank you for everything that you've already done, God, and we're expecting some greater things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Remember our co-host today, Sister Ruby Larry, God. Continue to bless her, God. Continue to strengthen her, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to keep a hedge about her in the name of Jesus. We bless you, God. We thank you even for Evangelist Sharon Phillips, God. We asking you to continue to strengthen her, God. Oh, God, and keep it in my mind where I can remember to call her today, God. And all those that are sick and has been afflicted, Lord God, and are going through some things in their lives, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to remember them. Remember Sister Cammie today, God. Hallelujah. We've called her and haven't heard from her. So, Lord God, you know what she's going through. So I'm asking you to send your angels, Lord God, to lead and guide her, God. Remember Pastor Edward Hamilton, God. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to keep him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, God, and we give you praise. We thank you for the speakers that's coming on throughout the rest of the week, God. We thank you for Prophet Davis. We thank you for Bishop Jesse Grant, God. Remember these men of God and their families. Oh, God, in our first time speaker on Friday, Apostle Paul Shields out of Fargo, North Dakota, God. We asking you to remember him, God. Strengthen him in this evil day, God. In this end time, God, have mercy upon us, God. And we give you glory and we give you praise. Amen, amen. We're excited about what God is doing. We're excited about our speaker today. This young man, Hayanono Mosiah, has been coming on the line faithfully, listening to the word of God. And the Bible said, know them that labor among you. Hallelujah. He said, try the spirits and see if they be of God. Well, he's been faithful, hallelujah, and you know that God has been in this man's life, amen, because when he speak with authority, when he speak with anointed, when he speak with wisdom and knowledge, amen, so we're just excited about having him here with us today, and thank God that he is obliging us when the request went forth. He didn't make an excuse. He said, yes, ma'am. Ah, you don't know more. You know, the Bible said we have to be ready at all times. Paul told Timothy, be instant in season and out of season. Preach the gospel whether they want to hear it or not. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the man of God that is rendering the message on today to our listeners. Amen. So with no further ado, we like to present to some and introduce to others our brother in Christ. Amen. Minister, elder, a mighty man of valor. That's none other than Liberal Democrat. Amen. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm just your brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to live so. Can y'all hear me? Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm churchy right about now. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to live so God can use me anywhere.
Come on.
Anytime. I want to live so God can use me anywhere, anytime. I want to talk so God can use me anywhere. And on this line, I want to talk so God can use me anywhere. And on this line, I want to walk so God can use me anywhere, anytime. I want to walk so God can use me anywhere. And on this line, I'm going to live so, hallelujah, God can use me, hallelujah, anywhere and anytime. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want to live so God can use me. Amen. Anywhere. Amen.
Anywhere.
On the telephone, on the internet. Hallelujah. Amen. Walking down the street, in the grocery store. Amen. I want to live so God can use me anywhere. And on this line, I'm going to talk so God can use me anywhere. And on this line, hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Why don't we just praise him for a minute? Amen. Wherever you at, amen. Give God a praise. Just wave. Just give God a wave offering. Amen. You don't got to stand up. You don't have to shout, but just give him a wave offering. Lord, I thank you. Amen to God for what you already done. Amen to God. I thank you, God, for those prayers. Amen. That the woman of God prayed. Amen to God. Because I'm believing that you done answered them. Amen.
Mm.
And that your angels are on their way. Amen. They ain't answered yet. Hallelujah. I believe. Amen to God. And I speak it over my own life. Amen. That God is yet doing a thing. Amen. So I thank and praise God. Amen. Just for the praying spirit, the praise. Amen. The anointing. Amen. Because I thank God he is faithful. Amen. And God never leaves. Amen. So I thank and praise God for you covering this. Amen. To God, this topic tonight about God is faithful. Amen. Covering me tonight. Amen.
Yeah.
As I'm speaking, amen to God, those prayer warriors that's on the line, begin to pray and cover the message, because no matter what church, amen, how spiritual, the Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Amen. So we understand that a principality has been assigned to everything that we're doing for God. Whether if you go into a church, everybody not saved, somebody been anointed to raise trouble in that church. Amen. That's their position. Amen. Somebody on the line, amen, amen to God, amen, a spirit has been assigned to buffet, amen, this ministry. A spirit, when you walk out your door, a spirit has been assigned, amen, in that grocery store, in that movie theater, in that church, everywhere you go, to buffet you, to knock you down. So everywhere we go, we must remember to cancel that devil's assignment. So, amen, as we begin to speak, amen, to God, and say something on behalf of God, amen, somebody just begin to, amen, to God, tear down that devil's assignment. That somebody that might listen to this now, amen, somebody that might listen to this an hour from now, tomorrow, the next day, amen, that devil's assignment can be canceled, amen, in the house, whether you're listening in the hospital, amen, whether you're listening in the prison, wherever they're tuning in, amen, on the iPad, wherever, amen, praise the Lord, that they remember, amen to God, that God brought them here for a reason, and that, amen to God, he is faithful, amen, no matter where you are at right now, amen. So I thank and praise God, amen, for a chance to say something, amen, our late pastor, woman of God that has passed on. She was 15 when she gave a life to the Lord, and amen to God. I know how it is to be serving the Lord as a teenager, amen. I came to the Lord at 17, amen, and stuff like that. So I've seen some things, and I've been around some things, and I've seen some people come and go, amen. What does the song say, amen to God? There were so many that started out with me. But when I look around, they're gone away. But somebody can raise their hand right now and say, but I'm still holding on to his hand. Hallelujah. I'm still holding on. So, amen to God. I think I praise God every time I hear testimonies, amen to God, about, amen to God, the First Lady, Gloria Jones. Amen to God. I just want to make sure everybody can still hear me. Amen. Because I got this other phone. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So praise the Lord. So amen. The woman of God, amen. They say that, amen to God, that she, amen, was standing by the man of God. So before she became a pastor, she was holding up the pastor. She was married to the pastor. Amen. Praise the Lord. She was holding him up. Amen. Backing him up. And God does never send you nowhere or bring you to a place without giving you help. Amen. So amen to God. So, and I'll just say that again. God will not send you no place. It'll look like you by yourself. Amen. Sometimes, but God will never send you anywhere. Amen to God. By yourself. Amen. You might not have been introduced to the person that's going to help you yet. You might not know who's helping you yet, but God got somebody holding you up. Amen to God. Like, amen to God. When I went through some things, somebody was backing me up in prayer, didn't even know who I was. Amen to God. But they were just backing me up in prayer. Amen to God. And just saying, amen to God, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. Amen. Didn't even know what I was going through. Amen. So everybody that's holding us up, you don't even know yet. You haven't been introduced to yet. Amen. But God has already worked it out. Amen. He is faithful. Amen. I'm reminded of a story, amen, that I hear the preachers preach all the time when they talk about when Abraham, amen, God was testing him, and he said, take your only begotten son, and I want you to sacrifice him to me. Amen. When you get to the top of the mountain, and that probably was a long walk, amen, when you think you're going to lose everything and whatnot. And I can imagine him walking up there and he's saying, Lord, this is my only son. Amen to God. I've been through some things. You're going to take this from me? But when he got up there, amen, he saw a ram in the bush. Amen to God. And amen, I look at the pastor when I'm reading the bio, amen to God, that God had blessed, amen to God, Bishop Samuel, amen, Jones with, amen to God, amen, First Lady Gloria. And how she helped him in the ministry. Amen. And I just want to read this real briefly, amen to God, and then be out the way. In the book of Exodus, chapter 17, and those of y'all to follow, y'all can just go to BibleGateway.com because you know we're in this technical age where everybody online. So if you're listening, you just go to BibleGateway.com and you can just follow us, just type in the scriptures where we're doing Exodus chapter number 17. And verse number 8, amen. Somebody still covering this line, right? Somebody still praying? Hallelujah. Somebody still praying, covering, amen, this message, right? Amen. So we are in Exodus chapter 17, and I just want to read verses 8, and we're going to read just a few of them. It says, then Amalek came and fought with Israel at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, choose some men for us and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses told him, amen, and fought with Amalek, while Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Now whenever Moses held up his hand, now this is important, Israel prevailed. And whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hand grew weary, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. So his hands were steady until the sun set, and Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the sword. Amen. Hallelujah. Just so we see what was happening here, and we talk about the woman of God, how she backed up the man of God, amen. When they was in battle, God had did a supernatural thing in the staff, and he said, when you go to war, I want you to hold up the staff, and as long as you're holding up the staff with your arm, you're going to beat the enemy. But Moses couldn't do it by himself because his arm would get tired. Imagine holding a stick up in the air. And, you know, back in the day, they fight like they fight these days and fight over in seconds. They fought for days. They fought for hours. So imagine holding the staff up in the air for hours. Amen. The Bible tells me that they did that. But imagine a woman of God, you know, she held the staff up, they say, for 13 years. Amen to God. And then the husband, amen, before he held it up for several years as well. Now, the thing was, in spite of their position, somebody had to help them. Didn't matter if he was a bishop or she was a first lady, somebody around them had to help hold them up. I'm talking to somebody about praying right now because I'm an intercessor. Amen to God. So somebody, no matter what your position is on this line, God is faithful, amen to God, but amen to God, God put people around you to hold you up. A lot of times we say, I just need Jesus, I just need God, but God gave Moses, her, and Aaron to help hold his arm up. If her and Aaron did not help Moses hold his arm up, that supernatural power wouldn't have taken place and the army would have been defeated. But because they held up the man of God, praise the Lord, somebody's still holding us up. Hallelujah. Because they held up that man of God arm, they was able to defeat the enemy. So amen to God. So when, amen to God, evangelist, amen to God, Bernard comes on this line, amen, if she's going to be able to defeat the enemy, somebody on this line, amen, like Sister Ruby, amen to God, somebody is holding her up the woman of God, arm up, so she can win the battle. Amen to God. Somebody is backing her up in prayer. So when God is faithful, he will never send you a place by yourself. Hallelujah. So the woman of God and the man of God, amen, as they're pastoring, amen, the church, amen to God, as they down there in the Zion church in Jesus Christ, I can imagine some days it was hard, amen to God, when you first start and when you're doing renovations and now you got to move the church from the church sanctuary to the kitchen. And you can imagine folk grumbling, like, we having church in the kitchen now? Amen to God. But amen to God, somebody has to continue to back up the man of God to say, amen to God, I got your back. Praise the Lord. God is faithful. Amen to God. And what he is faithful in doing is not leaving us out there by ourselves. So I thank and praise God for the woman of God and the man of God holding one another up. I thank and praise God for this ministry. Amen to God, because the way we are able to defeat the devil and win these battles, amen to God, by holding one another up. And that scripture I always, amen to God, read over and over again to remind myself, amen to God, that you can't do it by yourself. Amen to God. A lot of times you keep losing battles after battles, and you say, Lord, why am I losing these battles? Amen. Because like Moses, even though who he was, if he tried to hold up the staff by himself, the Bible says that when his arm got tired, they was losing battles. People were dying around them. People in the army were losing. But because, amen, her and Aaron, his brothers, amen, held up his arm, amen, they began to win the battle. So, amen, we thank and praise God, amen, for that, amen to God, for, amen, the woman of God, amen to God, amen. We remember her on today, amen to God, that she held up, amen to God, Bishop, amen to God, that when they started that church, amen, I can imagine he had days, amen to God, where in some days he wasn't as encouraged as he wanted to be, and a woman of God had to hold him up. Amen, with prayer. And I understand that those of us that are on this line that got position, amen to God, we need to have people in prayer circles holding us up. Amen to God. So when we go and speak, when we go and pray for somebody, it's always a good thing to know, amen to God, I'm going to win this battle, amen, because somebody is holding me up. Amen. And there's another scripture I just wanted to touch on real briefly. Amen. I know the woman of God, amen, evangelist, amen, Bernard has asked the question today. She said, when God opens up the door, what must we do? And I begin to just think about that question and whatnot, when God opens up the door, because the natural thing is to walk through that door.
Come on.
But then, I begin to look at other things. People get comfortable and whatnot, you know, and you know, they're talking about the incarceration of black men and whatnot. Mm. And a lot of black men, when they get out of jail, they go back.
Yeah.
And they call that recidivism. And they go back because it's comfortable. In jail, they feel comfortable. They're comfortable because, amen, people in jail don't expect nothing from me. They said people in jail know me, they're fearful of me or they're scared of me, and I'm somebody in jail, so I'm comfortable. But if I walk through that door, amen to God, I have to start all over again. And so a lot of people, amen, when the woman of God said, when God opens up the door, what must you do, amen to God, fear will keep us from walking through that door. But I want to read the scripture. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7 says, for God has gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Now, if that's what God gave us and he didn't give us fear, that means some of us have been talking to strangers. Some of us have been taking things from strangers because God said, if I didn't give you that, amen to God, you have let somebody else in my house. And many of us, amen to God, you know, when we are children, our parents told us, don't take nothing from strangers. Don't take no candy. Don't take no anything. Don't go off with them. Amen. Yes. Don't talk to strangers. Amen. Now, the woman of God said, now, when God opens up the door, what must we do? Now, when God opens up a door, we got to walk through it. But the scripture said God has gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and a sound mind. So we understand that if God didn't give it to us, we took that spirit of fear from somebody else. So we've been shoplifting. We've been walking around stores shoplifting. So a lot of us are walking around with stolen property in us. And if you're walking around with stolen property, amen to God, that means God didn't give it to you. It's there illegally. And if you're walking around with stolen property inside and you are protecting this stolen property and whatnot, and I know what I'm talking about because I protect stolen property called, amen, strongholds. And strongholds are places where you hide stuff and don't tell nobody and you protect it. And you store it away and it's a safe house where you hide stuff. And you hide stuff.
I ain't trying to throw you off. Can you say that again about the strongholds?
Amen. Strongholds are places that you hide stuff that you got illegally, and you hide them, amen, and you protect them, and you don't let nobody know where they at. Like if you rob a bank, you go put the stuff you stole in a stronghold. And a lot of times, a lot of us are walking around with stolen property because God said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, so you went and stole that from someplace, and you protecting it. So when people ask you how you doing, you don't let them know that fear is in there because, amen, it's like the police coming to your house and say, is this person here, and you protecting your son because he done got in trouble, or you protecting your nephew or your cousin, and you say, no, he not here, and you not telling people they're in there, so you are protecting that thing in a stronghold. So if you are protecting this illegal stuff in you, amen to God, and the police say, where is it? You say, it ain't in there. Well, the same with the people of God. They say, well, let's pray. Amen. Anything you want us to pray for, but then you begin to protect that illegal property. You say, nah, ain't nothing inside of here. Amen to God. So when you got all this illegal property and whatnot, you have that spirit of fear. So then when the woman of God says, when God opens up the door, what must you do? Amen to God. You so scared, you can't walk through that door now because, amen to God, you got all this fear illegally inside of you. Now what happened, amen to God, amen, in Cleveland not too long ago, y'all probably heard the story about a man, amen, kidnapped these women. For 10 years, he abducted them. And when he abducted these women and whatnot, they said he put them in chains in his house and whatnot, and he raped them, and they had children from them and whatnot. And he would leave the house sometime, and they wouldn't be handcuffed. And everybody would say, well, why don't the girls run out? Amen to God. They not handcuffed. If the man did all this bad stuff to him, why don't they run? Amen. And we are in Domestic Violence Month, amen to God, a time where we talk about abuse that's happening to men, abuse that's happening to women, and we talk about domestic violence and whatnot. So when the man leaves, why does not the woman run? Amen to God. And we go back to that question again, and the woman of God said, when God opens up a door, what must we do? So we got to ask ourselves a question. Well, why don't we run? Well, these women that were kidnapped and whatnot for these 10 years, amen to God, what happened was they were so afraid of this man, they said, amen, he might come back. This could be a test. So even though the door was open, they would not run out and whatnot. The fear kept them inside the house. So when the door is here and God said, I want you to leave that lifestyle. I want you to leave, amen to God, that fear. I want you to leave that anxiety. I want you to leave that depression. Amen. You want to leave, but amen to God, but you're so fearful because, amen to God, we walking around with strongholds. Now, when you ask that question again, there's a door. There's a door here. Now, there's a door if God opens up a door. Now, when God, she said, when God opens up a door, not when we open up a door. And I begin to pray about that. And I said, Lord, when we open up a door, what happens? So when we open up a door, in other words, when you stop praying, you open up a door, and then the adversary can come get you with some tricks. When you stop fasting, you open up a door. So just think about these AT&T commercials wherein, you know, you got to put the code in, like burn security and whatnot. And in your house, amen, you know, you can tell when a window open and when the door is open and whatnot. But every time you stop praying, a door pop open and whatnot, and the adversary can come in. Every single time you stop fasting, a window pop open, right, and whatnot, and the adversary can come in, and we are not protected, and whatnot. So when we open up a door, we leave ourselves vulnerable, amen to God, to some intruder to come in and put that stuff like fear in us and depression in us and all these other things and whatnot. So when we walking around with all this stuff in us, it's because we opened up a door. But the woman of God asked a question. She said, amen to God, when God opens up a door. Amen. So in other words, amen to God, we are assuming that all our doors are closed. Amen. We are assuming that our prayer life is where it's supposed to be. Our fast life is where it's supposed to be. So when you walk around your house, there's a safe room. And the safe room is, amen to God, amen. Like if someone break into the house, there's one room that's fortified. God, the walls are so thick, the floors are so thick, the doors are so thick that nobody can get in that particular room because you are protected and whatnot, and your doors are closed and whatnot. So what I've been doing lately, I've been working on my safe room, amen. And when I'm talking about my safe room, and when before I can get to the door where God can open up a door, I got to go around and close every single door that I opened up when I walked away from the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. I got to go around in my spiritual safe house, and I have to find every window that I left open. So when I find myself getting depressed, I understand that I left a door open. I must have saw something. Amen to God. I must have watched something. I must have had some conversation that opened up a door. So thank you, God. Amen to God. We can't be everywhere like everybody else and around everybody else because we open up doors and whatnot.
Oh,
but the question that the woman of God asked, when God opens up a door, what must we do? Amen. So I'm looking at it again about these doors, and I'm saying, like, now before we can get to the door that God opened, I got to go back and close the door because God ain't going to do everything. God didn't get me in some of the mess that I got in, and God ain't going to get me out, but he gave me the ability to get myself out. He said, you know what? I want you to just walk over there and close that door.
Come on.
Amen. So somebody right now, you think about what your door is. See, your house is not safe because you walked around and you left all the doors open, amen to God, and you got some windows open. All of a sudden, you was like, you said, you know what? All I did was go home and go to work, go home and go to work. And all of a sudden, a sex demon is all in your house. And you wonder, how did he get in my house? And whatnot, somewhere down the line, amen to God, you opened up a door. Amen. Somewhere down the line, you watch something that you used to didn't watch. Somewhere down the line, amen to God, you saw something. You entertained a conversation that you used to didn't entertain. And so guess what? Now a door is open that used to be locked. So now what we have to do, guys, is say, Lord, I got to go back. And I got to close a particular door. Amen to God. And no matter how many doors, some of us got some big houses. Amen to God. Because we done left a lot of doors open. I know I had to go back. I'm still closing doors. Amen to God. Because when I had stopped praying, every day I used to just pray when I go to bed. I pray when I wake up. Amen to God. But all of a sudden, amen, the doors start opening up when I stop praying all the time. Because God said men should always pray. Amen. And not faint. But I would only pray when I eat, I would only pray when I go to sleep, and when I wake up. But I wouldn't pray over stuff, amen to God. And then I found doors opening all around me, amen to God. And I'm being like, Lord, why? I used to didn't get mad like this. Now why am I cussing all of a sudden? Or I'm talking to somebody, amen to God. A door got open so that cussing spirit done walked into your house and whatnot because you done stopped fasting, you done stopped praying, and you done left that door open. Now you got all these strangers walking around in your house. Now imagine if you went to work and your child had all these people in the house and you came home and you ain't know none of them people in your house and they're eating up your food, they're disrespecting your house, your furniture and whatnot, you would get them out your house. Amen to God. So that's what happens when we open up doors. Amen. When we open up doors. Now the woman of God asks a question. When God opens up a door, what must we do? So if God can open up a door, that must mean we can open up doors because we are made in the image of God. So amen to God. So what I have to do before I go through that door that God got for me, because I know on the other side of it is a blessing. But then I go back to that, amen, those Cleveland girls who were abducted. And when they were abducted, they are afraid to go outside because now for some reason they done got used to being afraid. And they said, at least I won't get beat again if I stay here. At least I might still be prisoner, but at least I know what it is to be a prisoner. And the prisoners say the same thing with the recidivism. He says, if I go outside, I'm going to have to get a job, and nobody's going to want to hire me because I got a record. So I'm safer in prison. So when the door opens, and the woman of God says, when God opens up a door, you're supposed to walk through it, but because people done got comfortable. And when you get comfortable, like I said, getting around, you know, in poverty, they got check cash. They said, no, don't leave poverty. Amen to God. If you get children, we're going to give you a check. Amen. Don't leave poverty. If you got bad credit, we got a check cash in place in your place. You can stay, keep bad credit. So they make you comfortable, amen to God, on this side of the door. And on the other side of the door is financial freedom. On the other side of the door, amen to God, is liberty and whatnot. But for some reason, we done got comfortable. They done got the check cashings. They done got, amen to God, the renter centers. They done got all of these things where you can rent, amen to God, weekly and don't have to fix your credit and still have what everybody else had. And so when you get comfortable, you say, well, now why should I go on the other side of the door when I done got comfortable in my mess? And like I said again, a baby will sit in some mess, and after a while he'll stop crying or she'll stop crying because after a while they used to it and whatnot. And you will say, well, why you don't want to cry so I come change you? After a while they done got used to it. And see, this is the danger, and amen to God, when God said, amen, I got the door open, come on the other side of the door. We get used to it and whatnot. We get used to not being on the other side of the door. We get used to having those strangers in our house. After a while, you come home and whatnot, and you don't know these strangers in your house, but they know your kids. And so, amen, after they've been there long enough, you be like, okay, I guess this is cool and whatnot. And the same with you hear transients. I was reading a story like the police and whatnot. These people, like, they go in vacant houses that have been empty for a long time, and they move in there. They put their crates in there, and they move in. And the police will tell them and say, like, why are you in this place? It's abandoned. And he said, you know, and somebody owns this property. And he'll say, well, ain't nothing been in it. So this been my house. And he'll argue. And the law says that you can't just put people out. Like, if they've been there for like 10 or more days, you know, you got to legally put them out. You got to file papers because they have a right to be there if you ain't kicked them out after 10 days. And so when I begin to look at this and I said, now God is faithful, amen to God, but you got to go out that door. If we stay on this side and whatnot and don't go to the other side, God won't bless us. And a lot of time we're waiting for God to do every single thing, but it's necessary, amen, to close the doors that you opened up yourself. Amen.
Come on.
So God can bless you. God did not, amen to God, tell you, like, we be praying and stuff like that, Lord, help me, amen to God, to read my Bible more. Amen. No, you just got to open up your Bible and read more. Lord, help me to fast. No, you just have to go and fast more and whatnot. See, God, this is what God has given us. Amen. He said he's given us temperance. This is one of the fruits of the Spirit. I gave you self-control. You don't have to pray for that no more. Now you got to use it. I'm a fan of James Bond's movies. And in the beginning of every James Bond movie, he's given a gun, a tool, or something. He said, now you're going to need to use this later and whatnot. So you say this ink pen is a bomb, or this right here lighter is a gun. And he said, now you're going to have to use that, and I'm giving you all of this, so you're going to use it later. Now, James Bond don't go back to that same man later and say, amen, I'm in trouble, because that man would have said, well, what did you do with the stuff that I gave you? The woman of God talked about using your talents earlier in the week. She said, well, God gave you these talents, amen, to stop praying and start using. And so now we don't have to pray for every single thing. Some things we just got to start using, amen. So if we have those doors open, amen, and I'm still walking around slamming doors shut, amen, in my spiritual life, amen to God. So I'm not pointing fingers at nobody, but I'm just saying, amen to God, God is faithful, amen, but he's given us the ability to go and close some of those doors that we opened up. He's given us the ability to close some of these windows that we opened up and whatnot. So once we, amen to God, begin to do that, amen to God, amen, God will bless us because, amen to God, somebody said in Psalms 121:4, amen to God, behold, he that watches over Israel neither slumbers nor sleep. Now, we complaining about Big Brother, like they watching my emails, they watching my Facebook, they watching, but Big Brother been around before Big Brother, Big Jesus, and he sees everything you do. Come on, somebody, right? Amen. So before we had Big Brother watching your things online and watching your activity and whatnot, Big Jesus, he sees everything. So if God sees everything, nothing can happen to us. And I believe God is sovereign. Nothing can happen in our life unless God allows it to happen. Hallelujah, or unless he causes it to happen. Amen. No matter how powerful we think the person is or the devil is or whatever, unless God allows it, hallelujah, or causes it, that thing can stop. So with that said and whatnot, we said, well, God, you said you would get me out of every single thing. God is faithful, but he got that IF word. He says, I'll do it, but some things are conditional. He said, if my people, 2 Chronicles 7:14, we quote that all the time. He says, if my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, then I'm going to do something. But we forget the if, and we say, well, God, you ain't moving, you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that, and whatnot. But God said, amen to God, I'll do it if you do. Some things are conditional, amen to God. And we just got to learn to wait on God and do his will and whatnot. So when we go through that door, amen to God, God got blessings for us, amen to God. But sometimes you got to go through a test. And whatnot. Now, imagine, like they say, between the writing of the Old and New Testament, some people say there was a 400-year silence and whatnot, when after Malachi, the last prophet, nobody else was prophesying for 400 years, you know, and nobody was getting a word, nobody was getting a message, nobody was getting anything and whatnot, because I can imagine God saying, for 400 years, I done gave you prophecy, I want y'all to start using what I gave you before I give you something else. So they can be complaining that, Lord, 400 years done went by, and you haven't given us a word. He said, but if you ask it another way, 400 years, I have given you stuff that you ain't been using. Oh, bless his holy name. So imagine, amen to God, they, you know, like day one, day two, day three, where the God shut up heaven and he ain't given nothing else and whatnot. We got to learn to get so much word inside of us that if we can't get to a church, right? If we can't get to that pastor, if we can't get to that person, we got so much God stored up inside of us, amen to God, that we can make it, amen, through those 400 years silence and whatnot. So when God comes back with Jesus, because keep in mind that when he set up heaven, amen to God, Persia was in charge and Israel was in bondage. And then when he opened up heaven again, the Romans was in charge and they was in bondage again. But in the midst of all of that, God is faithful. God sent Jesus. He prophesied that Jesus is coming and that he can get you through anything and whatnot. But we have to walk through that door. And in other words, to walk through that door, we first have to close ours. Amen. So, amen. Hopefully, amen, we said something, amen, today, amen, amen, about these doors. I want us to examine ourselves. Amen to God. When we start looking around your spiritual house and say, like, what doors did I leave open? Because God, you know, God ain't going to just do it supernaturally. He wants us to do some stuff and whatnot, right? 2 Chronicles 7:14. So everything God is not going to do. Sometimes we need to do stuff. Sometimes we're waiting for God to bless people, and God uses us to bless people. Amen to God. Like I talked about in Numbers, amen, Moses was this great man. We preach about him. We talk about Moses. We say how powerful he was when he held up a rod. But at that particular moment, his arm was shaking, praise the Lord. And when his arm went down, the man of God was losing a battle. Now, you can just look on TV, and you can see many men and women of God losing the battle. The arm is shaking. And why is the arm shaking? Not because God ain't with them, but because the children of God are not holding up the man and woman of God. So we can't blame, amen, God saying, Lord, why did you let that pastor fall? Or why you let that minister fall? Or why, you know, they did run well, Lord. What happened? Well, amen, sometimes God puts you around that pastor. He puts you around that minister to hold them up in prayer. I told you I'm an intercessor, amen to God. And prayer still works in 2013, amen to God. Sometimes, amen to God, amen, they might be a bishop, they might be, amen, a pastor, an elder, an apostle, but amen to God, they're going to go through something and they're going to lose that battle, amen to God, if nobody holding them up. Now, I'm going to say one more thing about losing battles, amen to God. The Bible says, amen, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, amen to God, but against principality, but against spiritual wickedness. Now, when you wrestling, a lot of people say, I'm struggling with something, and they just leave the church, amen, because they're struggling with something, amen. But I'm going to give you some good news about struggling, amen. If you're listening an hour from now, if you listen back tonight, I'm going to give you something. If you're struggling, I don't care what you're struggling with tonight. It might be anything. You know what it is. Just think about it. I want you to think about what you're struggling with right this second, amen, and I'm going to give you something. If you are struggling with anything, that means, guess what? You haven't given up. Because when you are struggling, that means you are fighting back. That means you are wrestling with something. Ooh. Something is in a wrestling match. Something is putting pressure on you. Amen. And you know what's putting pressure on you. But in a wrestling match, you're putting pressure back on that thing too. So, amen, you are struggling. That means I have not given up. So the good news, if you are struggling with something this afternoon, this morning, this evening, whenever you are listening, the good news is you didn't give up yet. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. So if you are struggling, somebody said, that means I didn't give up. Hallelujah. If you are struggling, oh, come on, somebody, touch and agree, speak life over yourself. That means I didn't give up. Amen to God. So no matter what you're struggling against right now, amen, you might be struggling, amen to God, with fear. You might be struggling with depression. You might be struggling with whatever your thing is. But, amen, the good news in struggling, hallelujah, that means that I have not given up. And if I have not given up, oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God will finish that thing that he started in you. So, yes, you're going to struggle. That's right. Hallelujah. You're going to go through some things. You're going to struggle. You're going to win some battles. You're going to lose some battles. Like when Moses' arm was up there, and amen, he was losing. The Bible said it. The Bible said his arm got weak. He got weary. Y'all go back and read that, Numbers chapter 17 and verse number 8. And y'all read that. His arm got weary, and he was Moses, and they lost some battles. You're going to lose some battles no matter what your position. But when you got the right people around you, oh, bless his name, when you are struggling, amen, then somebody can come, then Aaron can come on your right side, then Hur can come on your left side and hold you up, and then somebody can come and give you something to sit on, amen to God, and said, amen to God, we're going to pray you through this thing. So when you're struggling, ain't no big eyes, ain't no little you. When they come and say, amen to God, well, look what that brother struggling with. Amen. They ain't got no business, whatever, whatever. Look what that sister struggling with. Why she in the choir? Look what they struggling with. Look what they struggling. But if they struggling, that means they fighting. And if I'm struggling, and amen to God, and if something jumps on me and I'm struggling with it, amen to God, the Bible tells me that Joseph was struggling. Amen. He saw an angel come, the Adonai angel, and he was just walking and whatnot, and then he saw him and he grabbed him, and the Bible said he struggled so hard until his bones got knocked out of place. Sometimes you're going to get knocked out of place when you struggle. Sometimes you're going to get knocked out of position. You're going to be knocked out of that pastor's job. You're going to be knocked out of that bishop's job. You're going to be knocked out of position because you're struggling. You're going to be knocked out of that job you had for 30 years. But you're struggling and whatnot. But the Bible said, but I'm not going to let go until you bless me. Yes, I'm struggling. Yes, I'm going to get disjointed. Yes, I'm going to lose some stuff. But the woman of God said that God is faithful. Amen. Ooh, something about faithful. He don't sleep. He don't slumber. Amen to God. Hallelujah. They said, behold, if I make my bed in hell, he is there.
He's there.
To God. God will go wherever you go. So if you out of joint right now and you done messed up and you done went through some things and you struggling, amen, what's the word? What is your affirmation from this message? Amen. If I'm struggling, that means I have not yet given up. If I'm struggling with it, that means something inside of me is fighting back. If I'm struggling with it, I don't care what person saw you with this and that or whatever you've been through, but if you're struggling with it and you're saying, Lord, help me, God going to send, amen, a God, an Aaron, and he's going to send a her. And amen, and like Moses, he said, I'm struggling, y'all. My arm is getting tired, y'all, and I'm over all these people, and I got position, but I'm struggling. But then the people of God can come and hold you up and say, we're going to have an all-night prayer, and we're going to hold you up. We're going to pray over this thing. And as they held the man up, amen to God, yes, they lost a lot of battles. They were losing, and people were getting killed. But when they held him up, amen, he won that battle. So what we say, God is faithful. So when God opens up that door, amen to God, what must we do? Amen. Hallelujah. You can come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen to God. Amen. And not be ashamed and not protect those strongholds. Like, so if they say, amen to God, are you going through? Do you want prayer? Amen. Don't protect them. And like I said, when the police come and say, is anything in there hiding? And you protect them things and whatnot. Because I'm going to tell you something and whatnot. If you hide them and whatnot, they're going to come back later. And amen. And it was David and King Saul. God said, Saul, I want you to kill everybody when we take the land, and don't leave no animal, don't leave nobody alive. And King Saul disobeyed God, and he left a king alive. So 17 years later, amen, they came in and did a home invasion on David. And David, amen to God, they said they came home, the women was gone, the property was gone, and everything was stolen because, amen, Saul didn't do what God said. So if God tell you to kill something in your life, whether it's a bad habit, whether it's something, and you protect it, it's going to come up again, and it's going to do something, amen, to your world and knock it out of order, amen to God. So this is what we're talking about. Just be truthful with ourselves, amen to God, and be honest with ourselves. God is faithful, yes, But there is something that I have to do. So, amen to God. So when I log off this broadcast, when I hang up, when I whatever, amen, I'm going to go through my spiritual house and say, now what doors have I opened? Amen to God. Even stuff that I used to not ever do, but now I'm doing all of a sudden. What changed in my life and whatnot? Amen. Hallelujah. What did hinder me? Amen.
Oh,
the Bible talks about gird up your loins, right? When you gird up something, imagine the Romans, they had this long belt when they're trying to look good and dress up. They had this long satchel, this belt that hang down to their feet. But they would get in their way when they had to fight. So when it was time to fight, they would take that long belt and they would pull it around their waist and tie it up so they can run faster. Amen. So when the Bible talks about gird up your loins, that long belt that you got in front of you that's making you look good, right? Sometimes you got to move that stuff out the way, move our title out the way, and tie it up. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you can run faster. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's what God wants us to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. To hold one another up. Yes, God is able, but God has given us one another. Amen to God. Like the woman of God, I can imagine many nights she held up the man of God. Amen. When he was tasked with rebuilding the congregation, rebuilding the church and stuff like that, then those young people and whatnot and trying to keep them encouraged and whatnot. And that's a lot on one person. And so I'm sure that he had some praying women, amen to God, and some praying people around him, amen to God, that when he got tired and whatnot, he said, you know, I hope somebody holding me up. Amen. I pray somebody is still covering this message. I pray that somebody is still covering this because somebody is going to hear this. Amen to God. And they're going to say, guess what? I was one he was talking about. I was struggling. Amen to God. Amen to God. But that means, guess what? I ain't gave up yet. That means that I'm still fighting it. That means that, amen to God, I'm still reading my Bible. Amen to God. I might not read it like I want to, but because I'm struggling. Somebody say, amen to God, I'm still fasting. I might not fast like I want, but I'm struggling. Amen. I'm fighting and whatnot. See, somebody talking about I'm talking to the Lord and whatnot. I'm falling back in love with him. When you're in love with somebody, you want to talk all the time. You don't just have conversations. You be texting all the time. Somebody said, if God had a text and whatnot, I'll be texting him. You know when you're in love, you be texting somebody. You're like, Lord, David, I just talked to them, and they sending me another text and another one. Amen to God. Hallelujah, because you're in love and whatnot. Well, God wants us to have that conversation with him. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. And God wants us to, even the greatest commandment that he gave was that we love one another. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's what we want to do. Amen. Continue to love each other. Continue to pray. Amen to God. Amen. Every time I get a chance, I say, you know what? I'm going to pray. Amen. I'm always saying, amen to God. We're going to cover you. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Amen. And then there are results. Amen to God. Because when you pray and you hold one another up, guess what? Amen. Ooh. You win battles. One man put 1,000 asunder. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Two men
can put 10,000.
So we thank and praise God for that and whatnot. So hold one another up. Amen. And watch what God will do. I want to live so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I want to live so God can
use me. I wish I could
anywhere. Come on, Holy Ghost. And on this line, hallelujah, I want to talk so, hallelujah, God can use me.
Right, Billy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to talk so God can use me anywhere. Anytime. Hallelujah. Amen. Hold one another up and watch what God do. Hold these leaders up. Amen. And watch how God will bless you. Amen. If you want to win battles, if you want to see healing in your congregation, if you want to see, amen to God, new word, new revelation, start praying for that man of God. Start praying for that woman of God. And watch how God will bless. Folk will get saved. They will get baptized. They will get healed. They will get delivered. Amen. And that's all because, amen to God, you held up the man and woman of God. God bless you. Amen. May heaven smile upon you. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Man, this has been good today. See, you never know. God always has somebody with a word.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The hearing of his people. God.
Yes,
I'm,
God.
Thank you, Dean. We appreciate that word.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look at God. Yeah. Hallelujah.
It was in your
thank
belly.
You.
This is something you just don't go on the internet and find. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to live this thing. I'm so
on,
happy to hear this word today. God, I'm so thankful to see my girlfriend and my sister in Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Did she just drop off? She just dropped off, Minister Billy Burns. But she is our host along with her husband, Elder Albert Burns. And they host
thank
a Saturday all. Segment. If you want to get blessed, I tell you, you tune in on Saturday mornings at 5 Pacific Standard Time, 5 a.m. And she has some powerful, miraculous testimonies that come forth from men and women of God. I tell you, you have to, it's nothing like it. Amen. But we just thank God for this word today. Great is God's faithfulness. And I tell you, when he began to talk about those doors, God had been dealing. I looked at that scripture in Revelations 3 and 8 where God said, behold, I set before you an open door that no man can shut. And he said something. And the only way he could give us this kind of anointing and this kind of word, he had to experience this for himself. And you being an
hallelujah.
You have to guard everything. You have to guard your home. You have to guard your surroundings. You have to guard your heart. You have have to stay on guard. So interceding on behalf of other people, it's not easy. You're in a warfare every day. Every
that's
day
right.
You have to go into spiritual warfare. Every day there's some strongholds that you have to tear down. Amen. You have to destroy
them. Right,
sometimes we hear these songs talking about break every chain. But, you know, you can all of that chain back together. It could be mended back together. But when something is destroyed from the root, some of these spirits, we just can't cast them out and say, oh, that's the end of it. Amen. You have to destroy that. You have to get
the
root of what's going on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we won't scratch the surface. You know, these kids, you know, you ask them to clean up their room and you go in there and look under the bed. They done threw all kinds of the bed. We can't do that. Because guess what?
Amen.
It will resurface. It will resurface. So we bless God for that word today. I'm going to go to, we don't have but a few people on the line today, but I tell you what, this word was for somebody. It was for me. I don't know about you all. I'm going to
Evangelist,
and I want you all, I don't know Ingrid's last name, Evangelist Cummings, but I heard she was not doing well, the young lady in Bishop Singleton's church. I don't know. I forgot Ingrid's
last name.
I kept going in my mind, what is that girl's last name? It would not come to me. But I want you all to seriously pray for Ingrid Hill. And we know that God is a healer. And even when the doctor's getting ready to pull a plug, hey, God can say not so. I know that to
amen.
Be true.
Amen,
thank
Holy
you,
Ghost. Hallelujah.
So remember Sister Ingrid Hill in your prayer time, and remember and ask God if it be his will, and you know, if God want her to continue on, God can raise up, even though the doctor said what they said, God still has the final say. Amen. So Evangelist Cummings, God bless you.
I want to just give God praise for this radio broadcast. I just want to thank God for the Evangelist Bedard, the message that went forth. And I want to thank the man of God for bringing those words, because I practice that. I practice what you just got through preaching. I hold the man of God and the woman of God up before the Lord. And I take a spiritual walk through the church. And I pray for every seat and every person that's there.
I'm holding them up
in the name of Jesus. And I bless you because I practice what you just got through preaching. And it's so reinforcement. reinforcement.
That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost.
And I just thank the Lord for the word today that it went forth, Aaron and her, and how they held up Moses. Hallelujah, that Israel was prepared. And
that's
I
right,
Holy
Ghost.
I enjoyed it in the name of Jesus. And it was spirit all the way down into my bones. I just want to bless all those that are listening today and that we take that message and go into the archives, as evangelists always say, Sister Ruby, what beautiful prayers that she put over. That woman can pray. And I'm telling you, we just bless the Lord today for all that have went forth in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, this was an on-time word. And you know what, people of God? Prayer is the only thing that's going to sustain us. You know, sometimes we're looking for folks, but we look into people for the answer. But
that's
God
right.
is the only one who has the answer. The professionals don't have the answers. Some of our leaders, they don't have the answer. It's some things you have to take it to the Lord in prayer. Yes, it's good to get counsel, because the Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. But you got to remember, too, that the scripture also say these kind, Aileen, they
come out. Come on, Holy Ghost.
They come out. So fast.
Hallelujah.
And
right.
prayer. See,
that's
we
right.
just
that's
want
right.
to say a quickie. Say a quick prayer, and Lord, answer me, and that's it. And that's
no,
just
no,
like
no, no, no.
I say. Sometimes you find you don't even open your Bible till you go to church on Sunday.
Come on, Holy
Ghost. You can't expect God to come and assist you. You can't expect Him to come to answer you, and you won't pray. You won't study. You won't read. Team, God does not work like that. God
That's
does
right.
not work like that. We have to get busy, people of God. Do you know we are living? This is the end time.
My Lord, my Lord.
And living
right.
in the
That's
dispensation
right.
of grace. Yes, we all know that. But you better know this is the end time. Decency has fallen in the street.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Children are disobedient. They've been disobedient since the day of Noah. So that's going to go on. But you
my
have
God.
Parents that's afraid of their children.
My God.
If there ever was a time when we need to go back to shutting in, it is today. But do
that's
you know
right.
some churches? That's a curse word. Ah! They'll say you are profaning the church. They're not going to allow you to shut in the church.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
I experienced it. Shut in. We shut in one time. And I tell you that next Sunday, people were slain before the altar. And
That's
then
right.
the next month,
That's
we
right.
went back to try to shut in. And say they had, that, guess what? Choir rehearsal was more important than prayer. When you
My
begin
Lord.
To allow these programs to supersede the anointing, hallelujah, and the worship and the praise of Almighty God, we out of order.
That's
why
right.
there's no help in these buildings. That's why people are sick. That's why they die in a deadly disease. That's why, because guess what? Nobody's touching and agreeing. Well, it's the Lord's will. Well, it ain't the Lord's will. He said, I would that you would prosper and be in
That's
your
right.
health. Hallelujah. That
right.
is His will. His will ain't for us to die with diseases and sickness and cancerous cells running through our body. The devil is a lie. I don't pray
Amen.
That's the Lord's will, because I know
Amen.
God got another will. Ah, that's your will, because you don't want to pray. You don't want to intercede. You don't want to fast. You don't want to deny this flesh. Hallelujah. But
my
you
Lord,
know what?
Lord.
You know what, liberal?
My Lord, hallelujah.
Liberal, I'm knocking it out, though. We'll call everybody and their mama. Okay? But we won't intercede and pray for nobody else.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
In somebody else's shoes. As I said on yesterday, as I talked about Job, we always talking about Job White and how silly she was. But guess what? You never been faced with what Job White was faced with.
That's right.
So don't judge with how a person is responding to their struggles. There's a liberal Democrat just told us today. The reason why we're struggling, he said we're struggling, but guess what? As long as you're in the struggle, that means you're fighting. That means you haven't given up.
That's right.
But when you quit struggling, oh, glory, something else take you over. He said, watch what you let come in your house. Holy, all kind of spirits come. You know why they're coming? Because they're coming to take you out. They're coming to destroy your peace. The devil know where there's peace.
Right.
He ain't just the devil of this world. Ooh,
my Lord, glory to God.
I'm going to stop. But this man have preached today.
He has preached today.
And those of you that's just tuning in late, y'all have missed it. So all I can tell you all to do is go on the archives, go to our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. You can listen live to this message in its entirety. This is a message that you need to hear because it's time to pray. What are we seeking God for? If we're seeking Him for houses and land and popularity and fame and positions and all this other stuff, guess what? We're missing the essence, the true essence of what salvation is all about. Salvation is working on yourself to obtain the ultimate prize. And the ultimate prize is for you to see Jesus. It's for you to have a seat in that kingdom. Not in the auditorium to go praise or listen to Jay-Z and Beyonce backing it up. God, that ain't what God designed you to do. He said created to worship Him. God created us to worship Him, not to back it up. Woo, glory to God.
Amen, Holy Ghost. That's right.
Woo, Jesus. I see a 517 number. Hallelujah. I see, let me go to Sister Albertine. Lord have mercy, man. You done preached here today. Glory to God. I hope he had stirred some of you all up to go to God in prayer. That's why we're going through, because we won't pray. We won't pray. We'll turn on scandal. We'll turn on the preachers of L.A. We'll turn on all this other junk we watch. Well, some of that television time, cut off the television and go in your bathroom and lock the door.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm in here for 30 minutes. I'll come out when I'm finished my business.
All right.
Hallelujah. God, you can find that. Oh, well, I don't have no quiet place. But the bathroom is a quiet place because they figure you're doing something. Go in there and have a little talk with Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're
going through, you know, the federal workers, they're going through because it's been a shutdown. But just imagine when God shut the whole city down. He said you won't be able to buy and you won't be able to sell. The mark of the beast is already in session.
People are already getting these chips.
And if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And they're going to come saying, hey, hallelujah, I got the real thing. You better know that Jesus Christ is the real thing. And if
hallelujah.
They don't look
That's
like
right.
Jesus,
That's right,
they don't
Holy
talk
Ghost.
Like Jesus, get thee behind me. Because you,
hallelujah.
Guess what? This is what? October? This is the month where the witches and the warlocks, that when they come out on their brooms and they start putting on all their costumes and they're going to worship, they're going to offer some of our children and some of our loved ones going to be offered up as a burnt, as a sacrifice, blood sacrifice. We think this stuff is unreal. We think we're looking at the movies. This ain't no fairy tale. Demons are real. Spirits are real. The devil is real. Satan is real.
If you don't think it's real,
read the Bible. He was cast down from heaven because God found iniquity in him. And he told God, I'm going to exalt my throne above yours. This is real. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, let me go to Sister Albertine. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
This man done preach here today. Sister Albertine? Okay, let's move on. Sister Doris, God bless you. Evangelist Doris.
Oh. Yes, thank you so much. I was really blessed. I came in
late,
but
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
We'll come back to you, Albertine.
Okay,
I'm
so blessed. I'm really, really blessed. I felt like he was really talking to me. God was speaking through him to me. So I'm so blessed. I was really touched. Thank you so much, man of God, for the word. God was definitely speaking through you to me this afternoon. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going back to Sister Albertine. God will speak to us if we allow him, if we receive it. See, we receive folks. If it ain't somebody we like, we don't even receive it. But, baby, you better learn how to discern this word for yourself. Hallelujah. Don't look at their faces. He told Jeremiah, don't even look at their faces. Jeremiah said, well, what should I say? He said, go and say what thus say the Lord. Don't even look at their faces. I'm going to give you what to say in that hour. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, and Liberal Democrat. Wow, that was powerful. That was an absolutely great and powerful word that was right on time. I really needed to be fed because I haven't been on. I've just been running around doing so many things. And I said, you know what, Lord, today I'm going to put away everything that I'm doing and I'm getting back into this word again and getting back
to
the broadcast.
Right.
And I have to continue to keep him first and allow him to lead me and guide me. And I'm telling you, it's amazing when you close doors. And
yes,
you allow God to use you and close doors because when you get to a certain point, you're dealing with so much mess. And you don't realize that you get caught up in it and you can't see. But once you step out of it and close those doors and allow God to lead you and close certain doors, then you'll be able to see better. You'll be able to recognize, okay, God's over here. No, that's not God. No, go this way. Okay, God, lead me into this direction. So it is. It was right on time. Very powerful message, and it was enlightening. I loved it. You know what? I meant to tell you too. Last week, it keeps falling in my spirit. The Lord keeps saying that there is a. You either have a contract or a script on the table that you're reluctant to take or to do, and the Lord says to keep the friendship out of it. Know that it's keep it strictly business, and He will bless
you. Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I
he will bless
that.
You because it's yours. But don't
thank
be
you,
hesitant or reluctant to do it. He says
thank
to
you,
do
Jesus.
It. But you cannot put friendship in it. You have to put God first. So that
Amen.
Was for you. Okay? And
I
God bless
that.
You for that message. And, you know, that was powerful. I hope to hear you again.
Hallelujah. Because of the anointing. Amen.
Amen.
The yoke is destroyed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen, amen. I tell you, God is doing something. And Sister Albertine, I tell you, don't be distracted, even in the midst of what you're going through. Don't be distracted. Stay focused. And see, that's what the enemy wants. He don't want us to get this word. Because, see, this word will give us strength. This word will give us a discernment. This word will open up our eyes and our ears. Amen? Because sometimes you're hearing some sweet stuff. But guess what? You better open up your eyes because you're hearing it, but you can't see it. Hallelujah. So you need to be able to hear in the spirit realm and also be able to see God will not be mocked. His word will not be mocked. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, I bless God today. I don't know if this is one of my cousins on the line. Area code 517, the last four of your numbers, 3429. Is this my cousin? Hello, area code 517. 3429. Okay, maybe they're busy. I'm going to,
thank
I don't know if this is to Teresa. Amen. Area code 302. The last four of your number is 7658. God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, this is me.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
How y'all doing? I miss y'all so much.
God bless you.
I'm late. I'm sorry. I'm late. I'm really late. I apologize. I was busy today. But I came on here. And it has to do with what you were speaking today.
It will certainly bless you. Go back and listen to that word.
Thank you.
He taught a powerful lesson today. Powerful, powerful. Amen. So God bless you. That's Sister Teresa. Thank God for you. Amen.
God bless
you. I think we covered everybody. Again, area code 517. Amen. If not, I'm going to go back to our speaker, and I want Liberal Democrat to pray for Evangelist Cummins. But before, I'm not for Evangelist Cummins, I'm sorry. Pray for Evangelist Sharon Phillips. I have to call her this evening. She has been a supporter of our broadcast. Amen. And also pray for the young lady that has cancer, that the report doesn't look too good in Los Angeles. Her name is Sister Ingrid Hill. But before you do that, let me have words for Sister Ruby Larry.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise ye the Lord, everybody. Yeah, Liberal Democrat. Praise ye the Lord. I say it's a blessing. I thank the Lord. Word coming on today. It was rich. It's always rich. You don't normally talk about it, but you normally get in the chat room and you be telling different things about what does say the Lord. So I just thank the Lord Jesus Christ for you and your ministry. And you know what? Another thing I truly love about Jesus, you said you came on, he sent you on, and I said, Lord, we thank you for Liberal Democrat coming on, and you came on, and some days you came on, then if you didn't come, you would let us know. But the most important thing I got out of your ministry in Jesus Christ in heaven, you know what, Vander Bernard, I knew your ministry, but you said, I just talk a little, and I just pray a little. That's what you said. But then yesterday we were talking, and Evangelist Bernard said, I'm going to call a Liberal Democrat to bring the word. See, the Lord knows the timing, Liberal Democrat. You know God. Everybody on here knows
God.
Yes,
God.
Hey, you know the timing.
That's right.
You didn't push it in on us. You said all you did was pray, and you came on and gave words and on the chat room. But Jesus said it was time for you to come out and come forth for his precious people. So I just thank
hallelujah.
The Lord bringing you
thank
in
you
kingdom and
hallelujah,
bringing your
hallelujah.
Up and out. Hey, hallelujah. So I just give
all
Jesus
right,
the glory and praise for that, because it wasn't
hallelujah.
Man that brought you out. It was Jesus that put you in the Evangelist Bernard's spirit yesterday when I was on
yes,
the phone.
God.
But she was asking me something. I had called her to tell her about something on the broadcast. And she said, oh, I'm going to call Liberal Democrat and ask
yes,
them
God.
Bring the word. But that wasn't nobody but Jesus. You ain't had nothing to do with it. Wasn't no flesh, wasn't no nothing, no twisting and turning and talking back and forth. It was Jesus Christ. So he knows what he's doing,
right.
And he knows who he's bringing on this broadcast to bring them high in their ministry. So it was a blessing. I just thank God for you. I love your spirit. I love what
hallelujah.
I'm learning how to chat with you. So pray my
hallelujah. All right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And the Liberal Democrat, we love you.
God
amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Appreciate
going back
you.
In of God, truly, it wasn't no surprise. You know, yeah. If you begin to try the spirits, You know who's anointing. You know who's been with the Lord. You know who's serving God. You know the experience they have. When they open up their mouth, the word is in you. So we just use you mightily today. And I pray that someone have been encouraged, somebody have been inspired and empowered to continue to look to God, because great is his faithfulness. Amen.
Thank
so
you,
back
Jesus.
Into your hands.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And God, we thank God for another opportunity to say something. Amen. Hallelujah on his behalf. Amen. The Bible says because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. Amen. And we encourage everybody on this phone to pray. Amen to God. And whatever you are struggling with, amen to God, understand that, amen to God, that means you have not given up. Amen. And just start to renounce something, because if you speak over your life, amen to God, amen, even if you don't see it now, just prophesy over yourself. Amen. We let people talk junk about us. We let them speak about us. But, amen, let's talk some stuff about ourselves. Let's start speaking life, amen, from this conversation, no matter what happened hour ago, a year ago, a month, a day ago. But speak life, amen, of God, as we begin to touch and agree with you, amen, in this prayer as we get to close out, amen. Like Moses, amen, even with his titles, amen, he needed somebody to hold him up, amen, of God. And so we are holding you up right now, amen, wherever you are at right now, amen, of God. Begin to renounce a thing, amen, of God, wherever it is, amen, of God. If you got to put your phone on mute, amen to God. Hallelujah. If you got to whisper it, begin to renounce it. Amen. We're going to shut some doors, amen, as we end this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus right now, God. Hallelujah, God. Send your angels, amen to God, to these houses right now, God. Send them into these phones, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Into these iPads, oh God. Into these conversations, oh God, that we begin to renounce it. Amen to God. I renounce it. I renounce it in the name of Jesus. Whatever that thing is, amen to God, you know what you can renounce. Amen. You are walking through your spiritual house right now, and you shutting doors right now. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. I want to get a prayer through, Lord, so I got to close some doors, amen to God, so I can get a prayer through. So, amen to God, speak life over yourself right now, whatever that door is, amen to God. Lord, I'm not going to pray no more that you help me read, amen, but I'm going to claim it, amen. I'm going to start reading. I'm renouncing, amen to God, that spirit that doesn't read the Bible. I'm renouncing it in the name of Jesus, amen to God, and I will start reading my Bible. I'm renouncing that spirit, amen, that don't fast, amen to God, and I will start fasting. I'm renouncing that spirit of doubt, Lord, even if I don't see it, I'm going to start believing you. I'm renouncing all of these things and whatnot. You know the things that you need to renounce. Doors are shutting right now. We speak it in the name of Jesus. Amen. We speak it prophetically, and we touch it and agree with you like Moses, Aaron, and Hur was holding up his hand. We are holding you up. You got power right now on your line, amen to God. You got these women of God, amen, all this phone with you right now, touching and agreeing. You got the peoples of God, amen to God. Start speaking in the name of Jesus. Somebody just shout, I renounce it, whatever it is, amen. Begin to renounce it, amen, and amen. Speak life over yourself right now, over this phone. I renounce it. I renounce it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have no legal right to be in my house, amen to God. This spirit, whatever it is, amen to God, begin to take authority back in your house. Amen. I'm taking my house back in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is God's house. Hallelujah. Certain things will not be allowed in this house, in God's temple. I'm renouncing it. Whatever happened yesterday, whatever happened a year ago, amen to God, I renounce it in the name of Jesus. I'm touching and agreeing with the people on this phone in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is going to be different. Amen to God. A minute, when I hang up this phone, the atmosphere in my house is going to be different. When I hang up this phone, the atmosphere in my congregation is going to be different. When I hang up this phone, my life will be different in the name of Jesus. Somebody is touching and agreeing right now because of the anointing. Amen. The yoke is not going to be broken. It's going to be destroyed. Amen. When you hang up this phone, we touching and agreeing with you right now. Amen to God. Go and bless, amen to God, the family of the Phillips family, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. It looks like, amen to God, they say they spoke a word, but God, God, until you say a thing, oh God. Hallelujah. We understand that nothing can happen, amen, God, unless you allow it or you cause it to happen, God. But in all things, you said, give thanks. So we thank you, amen, God, for us to be able to witness her testimony, amen, God. So in spite of, she is holding on. We thank you, God, for what you are going to do, amen. Whatever the situation is, amen, we claim it, amen. The woman of God said, amen, God, that we don't claim these sicknesses, amen, but it's your will that we shall prosper as our soul shall prosper, God. We rebuke these, amen, God, these spirits where, amen, people think they're supposed to be broke. We rebuke that spirit, oh God, that we think they're supposed to be struggling, amen, God, but we speak into their life, amen, divine health. We speak in their life, amen, God, you bless their finances. We speak, amen, God, that you bless them, oh God, that we renounce stuff with them, that they can take their life back in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Pastor Cummings, oh God, remember these people, oh God. Go into their homes, oh God. Send the angels in the name of Jesus right now, God. Hallelujah, God, as we touching and agreeing right now, God. Hallelujah. The Spirit, oh God, send it in the name of you. We come against every spirit, that there be no retaliation, that there be no backlash in that house, on that phone, and those that's listening an hour from now, God, those that's listening in the archives, cover their house right now, God. Amen. It's a reason that they called in, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, they need to reestablish a prayer life. Amen. Not just for themselves, but to intercede, and to intercede for their children, for their family, for their congregation. In the name of Jesus, we bless that intercessor right now. We stand in agreement with them, oh God. Amen, oh God, that things will change when they hang up this phone, God. Things will be different. They prophesy. Amen, God. Somebody prophesy over your life. Say, when I hang up this phone, speak life over your house. Amen, God. Yeah. Things will be different. Speak it over your house. Some things you got to say out loud so the adversary and his demons and his imps will hear it when you say it out loud. Hallelujah. Amen to God. They have no power over you. Amen. We touch it and agree with you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Eminent domain. Hallelujah. Something more important needs the space in your life. Something more important needs the space in your mind. Amen. So get those things out of your mind. We touch and agree with you right now. Get those things out of your house. Amen. If you need to throw something out in the name of Jesus. Amen to God. When you hang this phone up, if you got to throw it out, throw it out. Amen to God. If you need to go to your computer and delete something, amen, we stand in agreement with you. When you hang up this phone, amen, it's going to be different. Amen. If you need to, whatever you need to do, amen, if you say, well, I'm going to start praying more, I'm going to start fasting more, amen, just claim it and start doing it in the name of Jesus. Faith without works is dead. We believe it, but now God wants us to do something. Amen. We step into agreement right now, God. We begin to act and whatnot right now, God. The woman of God said, when the door is open, what must we do? We stand in agreement as we walk through that door together. Amen. Walk into your destiny in the name of Jesus. We walk into the new destiny in the name of Jesus. We walk into it even now in Jesus' name. And somebody's saying amen right now. Hallelujah. Somebody giving God a wave offering right now because you received what you just said. Hallelujah. You believe that God is going to do what you just said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God. And we receive it. And somebody said, I receive it. Somebody said, I receive it. Amen. Not what I just said, but what you said, because hopefully you were speaking over your life. Now that you spoke over your life, that was the Holy Ghost inside of you telling you what to say. Now just receive it. What you said when you prophesied over your own life, I receive it, Lord. I receive
Hallelujah.
It. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Watch God do something. Watch it. Watch it. Watch your testimony. Amen. You might not even say it out loud, but watch your testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God about to move. God about to do a thing. You might not even tell what he did. You say, I'm not telling that, but watch what God do. Ha! Ah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name,
God.
Hallelujah.
For this word today. Hey,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hear the word. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Prophet.
Hallelujah.
Hear the prophet. Obey his instructions.
Jesus,
and
Jesus,
you
Jesus,
will
Jesus. Amen. Yes, God.
Amen. Amen. We just
bless
like
God.
The liberal Democrat again for that awesome
thank
word.
God.
I tell you, I got to. Somebody got to help us. I got to get some of these messages on CD. I got to do it. I got to do it.
Yes,
you all
God.
Out there that know how to, or know and are familiar with somebody that does,
I have one young man I got to get with him, but my hands are full. I need some help, so I'm praying for some help, and I just believe that
Amen.
God is going to provide us with the help that we need. I'm not talking about monetary. I'm talking about physical. We need some physical bodies. Amen.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
Know how to do certain things to get this word out. These are the kind
Hallelujah.
Of messages that the world need to hear. Amen.
Yes,
so we
God.
Thank God for everything that we've heard on today. We want you to continue to pray for Dr. Gloria Jones' family in the Zion Church of Jesus Christ. Those services
yes,
will be held on Friday evening and on Saturday. So we'll be giving you some more information. So the lineup for the rest of the week tomorrow, Prophet Michael Davis will be ministering for us. And Thursday, Bishop Jesse Grant will be here ministering for us. Friday, everybody say Friday.
Friday,
we'll have a first-time guest with us, and that's none other than Apostle Paul Shields out of Fargo, North Dakota. I tell
yes,
you, God is bringing some people on the line, some men of God. It's a blessing when you see the men coming forth. Amen.
Yes,
so we will be on the line Friday. We will be down in Sacramento, but we definitely will be on the line. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we have some men of God that's going to be talking about this subject matter. Great is God's faithfulness. So tune in. Invite someone else to call in and to tune in on the internet or go to our website and listen to these messages live in their entirety. Amen. We
thank
just bless for each and every one of you, and pray God's blessings upon you. Amen. Amen. And thank God for those that are in the chat room. We have Patriot Greg was in the chat room in his presence.
Yes.
And also guest 1936.
A Measure of Faith.
And Measure of Faith. God bless you all. We certainly, Patriot Greg has been following us since the inception of this broadcast, and we're in our 600-and-something episode, amen, in December, as the Lord allow us to see another year. We'll be commemorating 2 years on this Blog Talk Radio and have reached over 60,000-plus listeners. So these are souls, people, and that's all God is
doing. That's right.
He's not interested in your popularity. Not interested. It is in souls. Souls being won for the kingdom. Souls are being snatched out of the grips of the devil. That's all God is interested in. And he said, if you in Matthew 6:33, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness shall
Thank
be
you,
added
Lord.
Unto you. So if you seek to please God, then you ought to be seeking to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. That's what's pleasing
Thank you,
to
Jesus.
God. Share this gospel. God is pleased with us. Amen. So we bless the Lord for each and every one of you all. We're going to sign on off. Amen. Amen. And we're going to close on out. I'm going to give it to Sister Ruby Larry. She'll take it from this point. God bless you. Thank God for the man of God and that word.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Liberal Democrat and everybody on the line,
Ooh,
we thank you.
Word,
we're
going
to dedicate this song, The Other Shore by Lutheran Barnes, for Mother Jones, Pastor Jones, Bell.
Life crystal clear.
Thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord for each and every one of y'all on the broadcast today. We'll see you back tomorrow at 1 p.m. God bless.